I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Yemen's brutal civil war is on hold for 2 weeks to prevent a coronavirus outbreak. This outgoing war has devastated Yemen and its people, but Transworld Radio is offering gospel hope through a new Christian radio program. TWR's Director of Arabic Ministries says Hope for Yemen delivers the gospel, along with medical advice for preventing coronavirus infections. Yemenis are legally forbidden from leaving the majority faith. However, this director says Yemenis are actually very open to Christ right now and the hope of a better future in Him.
In interacting with these Yemenis, many of them, they would say, we are ready to face persecution just to be able to meet Christ and live for Him and with Him, because this is what we really feel gives us meaning for our lives.
And you're probably seeing coronavirus updates 24/7 on TV, radio, and social media. Staying informed is important when dealing with a global pandemic. But picture this.
Right now, if you were to pull up your Facebook, and out of all of the information that's coming in your Facebook feed about coronavirus, imagine if only 2% of that information was accurate. That gives people a picture of what it's like as a person within an unreached people group.
That's Rob Myers, DOAR International President and a member of the Alliance for the Unreached. Instead of having no information about the coronavirus, unreached people groups have no way to know God. Each year, Alliance members like Rob rally the church around reaching the unreached on Pentecost Sunday, the International Day for the Unreached. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.